Welcome to the Disney Park Wanderer podcast. I'm your host, Emma Albertson, and this is episode number 63. In today's episode, we're going to do a bit of a comparison, talking about which year is best to visit Walt Disney World, later this year in 2021, or waiting until 2022. We're going to do some kind of pros and cons for each to see if there's some advantages and disadvantages of going in each year. However, before we dive into that, let's jump into a jam-packed Disney News Bulletin. First up, those who are following the Stitch Crashes Disney Monthly Collection will be pleased to know that there is a new one for May. This collection will be inspired by Disney's Pinocchio. You'll get a plush, a magic band, and a collectible pin if you follow this. Now, the plush is super cute. Stitch looks like a little wooden puppet complete with Pinocchio's hat. The first 3 months have already completely sold out, so if you do like these collections, you got to get there kind of quickly. They're available on Shop Disney and they come to the parks a little bit later on. Next, some COVID-related news. It seems that temperature checks will be ending very, very soon in the Walt Disney World parks. This is on the advice of the CDC and Orange County rules. So from May 16th, they will be phasing out temperature checks coming into the park. This is because they are deemed ineffective because a lot of people are asymptomatic and there could be other reasons for having a higher temperature. And also they are encouraging people to take the vaccine. So that's just one small way we're stepping towards a little bit more normality. Staying on the subject of Walt Disney World, there is some more character dining coming back. Tusker House in Animal Kingdom will be having some character interaction with their meals. Now, it will not be a buffet. It will be family-style food, but a lot of people actually prefer that now because it means all the food's brought to you instead. Also, there will be a dinner option available at Cafe Mickey with the famous five. So Mickey, Minnie, Goofy, Donald, Pluto, your favorite characters. Now heading over to Disneyland in California, where there's some news about a hotel. The Paradise Pier Hotel will be reopening on June 15th. However, as we know right now, it is only available to California residents. However, when Paradise Pier does open, there will be no food options available, so the restaurants won't be open. However, the Grand Californian does have some restaurants open and available, which both guests of the hotels and non-guests can go and eat in, reserve food in, but guests of both the Grand Floridian and Paradise Pier will soon have the option to get delivery from these restaurants to their room using a QR code. So that's really quite cool. Some more good news, the Disney College program is returning starting June 2021. A lot of people who had their program in 2020 had to leave early or had it completely cancelled. So Disney will be reaching out with emails to some of the candidates from those previous programs to see if they want to come back, to be invited to come back. So if you were in one of those and you want to go back, make sure you keep an eye out for that. But they also, I believe, putting out or searching for other candidates as well who weren't in it previously. So if that's something that interests you, make sure you check it out on their website. And then last but not least, the perhaps most popular new addition to Disney Springs, Gideon's Bakehouse, has presented a brand new cookie. This one sounds delicious. I'm pretty upset. I probably won't be able to get to try this one, but it's called the Peanut Butter Espresso Cookie. Now this one, as you can imagine, is made with creamy peanut butter, locally sourced beans, and it's covered in chocolate chips and some house-made candied peanuts. I mean, what's not to love about that? So at the moment, it's going to be available through May, but there's only a limit of 2 per customer. So make sure, by the size of them, I don't think you're going to need more than 2 anyway. Okay, that sums up the news bulletin. Now let's dive into the debate. Disney World in 2021 or 2022. A quick quick disclaimer before we go into this. This is all things that as of now are supposed to be happening, that are billed to happen. But again, as we know, things can change in the drop of a hat, especially this year. So just take that with a pinch of salt while we go through this. Let's begin with 2021, because of course that comes first. So we'll begin by talking about the pros, reasons that it is beneficial to go in 2021, or reasons why you may want to go in 2021. Perhaps the biggest draw is the fact that this year Disney World will be celebrating their 50th anniversary. Now this is exciting, especially for huge Disney fans. So what is happening on the 50th anniversary? We don't quite know all the details. We've got a fair amount of information so we can kind of guesstimate what's supposed to happen. Now this celebration is due to begin October 1st and has been dubbed the most magical celebration on Earth. We know that Cinderella Castle is getting a makeover. It's already gone underway. It's been painted. It's been made brighter. There's going to be ribbons and logos and motifs put up on the castle, just like the other icons in the other parks, such as the Tree of Life, the Tower of Terror, and Spaceship Earth. They will all be getting some updates and kind of a design haul for the 50th anniversary. Also, we're expecting there to be some new projections and mapping on the Cinderella Castle. The characters will be getting new costumes, so Mickey and Minnie. There's been a whole new color introduced called Iridescent, and this is kind of a sparkly, silvery, purpley blue party-like color, which is going to be everywhere across the park. You know how Disney loves to introduce those colors. Also, with this anniversary, of course, we can expect plenty of specially made merchandise, special foods and snacks, and depending what safety guidelines allow, there'll probably be new shows or at least new cavalcades and things like that. So there'll be lots of cool things going on, which leads me into things that are supposed to open in 2021. There's quite a few things on the agenda because, as we know, a lot of them were supposed to open in 2020, but you know, enough said about that. So in 2021, Ratatouille's Remy's Adventure Ride is supposed to open. That's actually due to open October 2021. So those of you who are desperate to ride on that might want to make this a priority. Also in that same Paris pavilion, they're going to be opening the Crêperie de Paris, where you can get crepes and, you know, pancakes and all that good stuff, which might be a massive draw for people as well if they've got a sweet tooth. Another thing coming to Epcot will be Space 220. This is that restaurant that's supposed to make you feel like you're eating above Earth and you can see it from space and you go up in a huge elevator. There isn't an official date for this, but it is supposed to open this year, possibly before the 50th anniversary as well. So that could also be something that will draw you in. Another addition to Epcot will be Harmonious, the show that's been, you know, supposed to happen for a really long time. They've put up a lot of the props and the set for it, so hopefully it'll be opening anytime soon when they're allowed to bring back those kind of shows, probably for the 50th anniversary, I would think. So again, that, if you're really into seeing that show, it also might be a reason you'd want to go. Another restaurant as well that has been supposedly ready to open for this year will be the Roundup Rodeo Barbecue over in Toy Story Land in Hollywood Studios. If you are a big Toy Story fan, you might have been waiting for this to open, and so it probably will this year too. Another reason you may want to go in 2021 is to ride Splash Mountain as it is. We know that Disney has announced they're going to be completely makeovering Splash Mountain to make it Princess and the Frog themed, which I think will be beautiful. I do love Splash Mountain how it is, but you know, I'm always up for them updating things as the new movies come out. So if you really love Splash Mountain as it is, it might be good to go this year, because although there isn't a set date for when they're going to close it and refurbish it, I think it's pretty likely that it will be by the end of this year, because it seems to be quite a priority project for them. So to make sure you don't miss it, it might be worth going this year for that. Another thing that might interest you for 2021 is that there's going to be a new event. So yes, on the downside, I guess this is a con, but we're kind of putting it together. Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party has again been cancelled for 2021. But they have introduced another ticketed event in its place for this Halloween, which is called Disney's After Hours Boo Bash. Now, this is going to be a ticketed event, so you will need a special ticket for this, just like with the other Halloween parties. And it's a 3-hour event. So it will begin at 9 or 9:30, depending what evening you go on. And it will be a 3-hour event. This ticket will give you access to Magic Kingdom starting from 7 p.m. though, and you don't need a ticket or park reservation for that day. You just need the ticket for the Boo Bash. In this event, you can expect to see Halloween cavalcades, there will be special Halloween treats, there will be candy collection stations, you know, socially distanced, so you can still do that whole trick-or-treating thing, and there will be socially distanced character interactions as well with some of our favorite Halloween costumes and things like that. Also, guests will be allowed to wear costumes as well, adults and children, and there will be performances from the Cadaver Dance, which I know are very popular with a lot of guests. There will be 20 rides open and available for guests to ride as well. Now, we don't know prices and exact dates for this yet, but it will be running from August 10th to October 31st on selected evenings. So if you're interested to try out this new Boo Bash, this might be a great year to go, because let's face it, we don't know if they'll be doing this next year or if it'll be back to Mickey's Not So Scary. So if you want to try something completely unique and new, maybe this is for you. So now let's talk about a few cons, I guess we could say, for 2021. Although there is some park capacity in place, and generally speaking, Disney won't be as busy as it is in normal years, a lot of the park passes are already sold out for some dates in October when that 50th anniversary begins. So as far as crowds go, it will be maximum crowds, even though it's at capacity. So if you're not comfortable with having bigger crowds, you may want to skip this one out until it calms down, because a lot of people will be going for that 50th anniversary as soon as it happens, even though it will be spread out from 2021 through 2022. So perhaps if you wait and go as soon as this starts, it will be busy. Another reason 2021 might not be as good is that there's still a lot of uncertainty. This year, things are happening. Yes, there's vaccines. Yes, rules are kind of relaxing a bit, but we still don't know what will and won't be allowed by the end of 2021. Maybe there won't be shows and parades still. We may not be able to have certain things that we thought we could have. Perhaps the Fast Pass Pluses won't have returned, so you still won't have those Fast Passes, although it will be busy. Some of these attractions that are supposed to open, maybe they won't open. So you've just got to think that some uncertainty will still be in place this year, so you may not be able to do as much as you wanted to. Now let's talk 2022. So leading on from 2021, no, you won't be right there when some of the brand new stuff opens and when the 50th anniversary kicks off, but it will still be very much present in 2022. There will still be a lot of those same merchandise and treats and food and character appearances, but in 2022 there'll be more of a chance of things being even more back to normal. So perhaps more chance of having parties back, such as the Not So Scary Halloween Party. We'll probably have the Christmas party, maybe other special events going on. As well as that, there will be a whole new host of rides rolling out in 2022, including the Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind, which will be coming to Epcot in 2022. The Moana Journey of Water kind of walkthrough attraction, which isn't as big, but still will be a big hit with Moana fans, also due to come to Epcot in 2022. As well as that, the Tron Light Cycle, which is, you know, something that we're all very excited about, is supposed to open in Magic Kingdom as well in 2022. So you know, there's going to be lots of new stuff coming as well. And if you want to guarantee those rides from 2021 that are supposed to open, but who knows, they might not, in 2022, you've got more of a certainty that those 2021 ones will be open at least, and the possibility of those 2022 ones opening. So if you want to guarantee kind of maximum access to all the rides that are supposed to open, you might want to wait a little bit longer. Also in 2022, the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser Hotel is going to be opening. It was actually supposed to open in 2021, but it has been pushed to 2022. So if you're a Star Wars fan, that in itself is probably enough reason to wait until 2022, especially because we've just learned a whole bunch of new information about how this hotel is going to be. We already knew it was going to be kind of a two-night immersive, all-inclusive kind of situation. Disney has said it's not storytelling, it's story living. You're going to be part of the story. They're actually actively hiring actors and stunt artists and people who can fight and do combat, because there's going to be actors in this Star Cruiser all the time. They're going to be interacting and engaging with each other and with guests as well. Because it's all inclusive, you will be having most of your meals in the Star Cruiser at the Crown of Corellia, which is the lunch and breakfast destination. There'll also be a more formal dinner presented there as well. There's also the Sublight Lounge, which will have nightly performers. So it sounds like it's going to be incredibly immersive. As well as this, they will have access to that real lightsaber that Disney kind of revealed a few weeks ago. It's not like the ones you can buy in Galaxy's Edge, which have like a plastic dome which lights up. These actually are like a beam of laser light that kind of comes out of nothing. So that's actually really cool as well. We don't know prices and we don't know when they'll start to reserve, but it says 2022. So if this is what you want to do, wait. Obviously, another reason for 2022, just like I said before, if you want to see the new version of the Princess and the Frog Splash Mountain, then you probably should wait till 2022 when we know more information about that. How about things against 2022 then? Well, it's hard really to say because I can't think of that many things. All I can say is that in 2022, we don't know what park capacity is going to be like, whether it's going to go back all the way to 100%. If it is, then you can expect there to be bigger crowds, to be more busy in general, because if capacity is up, that means more people will be able to go. And also probably more people will be more comfortable to travel by that point. So Disney World might be more like how it was before the pandemic. So you may not get that same liberty to be a bit more relaxed when you go, to not have to wait as long for certain things. But again, this is all speculation. We're not really sure. Another reason you might be against 2022 is that it's a long time to wait. You know, maybe you're just so desperate to go back, you just want to go for it. So to sum up, I think there's a lot of great reasons to go in both. It purely depends what you are interested in. I would say if you haven't been before and you really want to make sure that you get all those experiences, and you're probably going to get the most likelihood of trying all the new attractions, then 2022 is probably the best choice. But if you go frequently or you've been before, I see no reason to not go. I went in January this year and I thought it was perfectly fine. I really enjoyed myself. It wasn't as crazy and there wasn't as much to do as when we went on our first trip in 2019, but it was great still. So I personally believe that it's what you're comfortable with and the things that you're most excited to do. So hopefully this has helped you kind of work out what's coming and when, and maybe will help you decide which year will be better for you. I hope you enjoyed listening to a little breakdown of 2021 versus 2022. If you have plans for either of these 2 years and you want to give your input or tell us what you're going to be getting up to, feel free to write in to disneyparkwanderer@gmail.com. Now let's round off today's episode with my Disney fact of the day. let's talk Mary Poppins. Mary Poppins, 1964. Disney really wanted Julie Andrews to play Mary Poppins, so much so that they were willing to delay production so it would coincide with her schedule. It took 54 years for a sequel to happen, Mary Poppins Returns, and although Dick Van Dyke did take a cameo in the new movie, Julie Andrews declined to do it, not because she wasn't interested, but she was a sweetheart and she said, "I don't want to take any attention from Emily Blunt. This is Emily Blunt's portrayal of Mary Poppins, and I don't want the crowd or the audience to be distracted by the old Mary Poppins." What a nice lady. Although it would have been nice to have a cameo. That wraps up yet another episode of the Disney Park Wanderer podcast. I really hope you enjoyed today's episode. As always, thank you for taking the time to tune in, and if you like what you heard, spread the word. I will be back next Monday with more Disney Park content. Until then, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week and stay curious.